people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. And Marty Whittakin is here, and we're going to be visiting about a whole bunch of things, gut health and the show coming up and all that kind of stuff. But some people, we had one person that had been holding for a long time dropped off. Call us back. I'll work in real quickly. Marty and I are going to kind of go, okay, good. David said she just called back. But first, let's talk to Ken. He's been holding forever. What can I do for you, Ken?
Oh, well, I had called about the standing water, but there's one thing that when you told me about the about how they, you know, you can take a field that they've plowed for years.
Right.
The one thing I didn't tell you was this used to be very heavily wooded. There was no gardens or any kind of work done with a tractor. But the one thing that this lady did on this property is she had a timber company come in and cut down a lot of big trees.
Okay.
And so I don't think it was, I think at one time it probably, you know, drained a whole lot better before they cut down those big trees.
Probably so. They could have done some damage with all the big equipment that was in there at that time. Sand can surprise people about how it can compact and form a hard pan. So I think my answer would still be the same, to do some drilling and see what you run into, and then that combined with the organic products will solve the problem.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for hanging on. I appreciate it, too. Let's see. Was it Joyce that had been holding so long, David? Okay. Hey, Joyce, what can I do for you?
This is probably a very ignorant question. I have Oriental garden.
We finally got you on, and your line is breaking up terrible. Is that a mobile?
My drop-off. Can I do old fish food for the boy who's old? Can I?
Joyce, you're breaking up so bad I can't hear you at all. Are you talking about using fish food for a fertilizer? Is that the basic question?
Yes.
Yeah, you can. Fish fertilizer, the waste of fish that comes out of an aquarium or pond, can be used for fertilizer. And the fish food, it might be too expensive to use, but it would work as an organic fertilizer very well. Alfalfa meal, I just put some alfalfa meal myself, which is kind of in the same category, out in my vegetable garden yesterday. But fish food would be fine. If you get a good price on it, or have some old stuff, or you know, if the economics of it works, I think that it will actually function as a fertilizer very well.
Okay. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Okay, Joyce. Thanks for holding so long. Sorry about that line. I hope we got her question answered. Well, let me see if we can get All righty. There it is. Let's see if it works. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Howard.
No, it works great. Marty, y'all probably have heard Marty's show. She's got her own radio show on one of our sister stations, and she's a certified clinical nutritionist and author of The Probiotic Cure and Natural Alternatives to a Whole Bunch of Toxic Chemicals that are sold for gut health. How'd you get into all the gut health stuff?
Well, as a counselor, I found that virtually every client, when we dug down through all of the symptoms and got to the cause, which is what you want to do, you don't want to just medicate the symptoms, you want to find out what the imbalance is and fix it, it was always in the gut. And so if that's the first thing you have to fix, that just became a focus.
It's kind of like the main thing that I talk about is the health of the soil, and related to that is the tree, the bases of trees becomes the second biggest thing, because it's such a chronic thing, it just comes up over and over and over again. So it was the same thing with you with the gut. The soil and the gut, very similar. We've talked about that a lot.
Yeah. Well, in fact, Louis Pasteur, everybody knows the name because of pasteurization, and
right.
He started with immunizations and so on. He said the terrain is what's really important. Don't worry so much about the germs out there. It's the terrain. And he was talking about And you mentioned terrain. Well, our terrain is what's going on in the gut. Do we have the right bacteria? Do we have enough of them? What's the balance? And that kind of thing. I heard on a TED Talk a great description of how many bacteria are in our intestinal tract. This doctor said, if you picture one blade of grass, now picture the number of blades of grass in a million football fields. Because, I mean, we throw around these trillions now as government numbers, and so it's lost all its meaning. But I thought that was a great way to bring it back to something we could get our head around.
Yeah, anybody can visualize that. Well, it's what led you into being such a big fan of the probiotics, the Dr. O'Hara's, and me too. We've just seen all kind of benefits. I run into a little bit of interesting conversation from time to time when I talk to people who aren't familiar with the Dr. O'Hara's. They've been led to believe that you've got to have something that's refrigerated, and there's all kind of products that are recommended, you know, highly, and they seem to be a little skeptical. But the more I learn about it, the more positive I am about the product.
Well, it's actually in a class by itself. Virtually all of the other probiotics are freeze-dried powders dressed up one way or another.
Right.
And Dr. O'Hara's starts with dozens of wonderful superfoods, ferments them with 12 well-studied strains of bacteria for years so that they get to know each other and they develop the things that really work for us, which are the postbiotics. It's what the bacteria make. They make hundreds of different kinds of things, from enzymes and organic acids to vitamins and neurotransmitters and immune signaling compounds. That's what you want the bacteria for. Well, if you've got a white powder mixture of a bunch of bacteria that have never seen each other before, they hit the gut. First thing they have to do is it's kind of like your synthetic fertilizers and chemicals, because they can't do anything for you until they find food supply. They might not like what you had for lunch.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah,
and then they've got to compete for space and resources with these other bacteria, and they start multiplying. Then they can get down to business and start helping you. Dr. O'Hara's already has a lot of that stuff in there. That's why you can, if you're having indigestion, you can chew one or two up and get immediate relief. You can't do that with any of the others.
Well, it's pretty neat. I actually do it. I like the taste of it, and I do chew it up. I think it's even helped with some teeth issues from time to time. Judy had an interesting experience with it, and that is that she started taking it, and that was something I was going to ask you about. There was, in the original package, it told you to take it on a full stomach. She did it. She did it first thing in the morning, hour or 30 minutes at least before we had breakfast. And she lost weight, and she lost quite a bit of weight. And she was even worried about it for a while, thinking maybe there was something wrong with it, because she wasn't doing anything different at all. It lowered her appetite, and she started eating a little bit smaller portions of things. And I think that combined with just a healthier gut was what did it. The new package says you can eat it with, you can take it with meals. What do you do?
What I recommend people do, whatever they can be regular with. The white powder probiotics, the same ones that need to be refrigerated, where Dr. O'Hara's doesn't because it's fermented at room temperature, mm-hmm. they're very fragile. So you keep them in the refrigerator, and you want to try and sneak them by any stomach acid. I don't think that's such an issue with Dr. O'Hara's, because it contains not only the prebiotics, the foods that they like to eat, and the bacteria, the probiotics. It also contains those postbiotics. They aren't those substances the bacteria have made. They're not all that sensitive to the digestive juices. So you can kind of
do it with meals or between meals or whatever you want to do. Then,
whenever.
Right?
Okay. If you're having a problem in your esophagus, like you have acid reflux or something, I like to have people chew it up, because it puts the goodies right there where you have the problem, or in the stomach. You don't want to sneak it by the stomach.
All right. Well, I'm talking to Marty Whitkin, and we're going to be talking to callers in between us talking about the things that we're going to talk about. Ed, when we come back in Bedford, we'll talk about iron and Garrett juice is the topic there. So if you want to call, we'll continue to do our regular stuff here as well as visit with Marty. I think you're going to be able to stay all 2 hours, sure. Aren't you? Yeah. So if you want to talk to Marty about health issues of any kind, you can talk to her too. The number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. And we will be talking about the big show coming up quite a bit and give you the details on what's going on there. We haven't had the mystery photograph identified. Take a look at it. I'll give you a tip. It has been named now an invasive plant. So take a look at it and win one of our online courses. Back after this. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call Dr. Darcy for a complimentary consultation at 214-727-1715. That's 214-727-1715.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We are visiting for the rest of the show with Marty Whitakin today, and we're going to be covering all kind of human and garden subjects, but working in your regular calls as well. As promised, here's Ed in Bedford, Texas. Hey, Ed.
Good morning. Is the form of iron in Garrett Juice Plus safe to use as a foliar spray on food crops?
Yeah, no problem at all. There's some iron in Garrett Juice, but there's no specific iron product that's added to it. It's just the iron that comes along with the seaweed and the compost tea, the liquid humate that's in it, and that sort of thing. So it's all buffered. There's no problem with it on foliage up to and including things as delicate as orchids.
Okay, because it's listed as a, on Garrett Juice Plus, it's listed as a separate ingredient.
Yeah, well, it's in there, but it's not a problem at all. You'll get a little bit of spotting and discoloration sometimes when you're using the Garrett Juice, especially the commercial versions. Those liquid humates are what will sometimes leave a little bit of stain, but it's cosmetic, not any problem whatsoever. I've never seen any difficulties with it at all, Ed.
Okay. Want to check for sure.
Okie doke. Thanks for calling. Let's see what Gary's got for us in DeLeon, Texas. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Howard. Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling.
Calling in reference to you talking about the hard pan.
Yeah.
Okay. This is information that's out on YouTube. Dave Brandt, a farmer that's been no-tilling and cover cropping for, 30 going on 40 years, he has used turnips to bust up a hard pan. And if people are interested in looking at YouTube under Dave Brandt, he actually has photographs on these YouTubes of turnips that are 2-3 foot long. And Gabe Brown up in North Dakota, he's been no-tilling drilling, seed drilling, his farm, and they did the same thing. And Gabe Brown and Ray Archuleta, they go around the country. They've been up in the panhandle to the farmers up there trying to change some of the, you know, plowing and leaving just scars, you know, and leaving it open source to the weather, and teaching them how to no-till and then drill seed, and they utilize the turnips as well as other cover crops to fix the nitrogen, and then getting all the microbial action, you know, always being intact with the mycorrhizal and never disturbing it, just by and then they come in with a no-till and then they drill the seeds, but they use the turnips to actually go down 2 to 3 foot.
That's a good idea. Did they say what kind of turnips that they use? Some of them, you know, have much deeper root systems and do a better job than others.
I would like to tell you what variety that they're using. However, I do not know.
What was the guy's name again? I didn't
understand. Okay, Dave Brandt. B-R-A-N-D-T.
Okay, Dave Brandt. B-R-A-N-D-T. Dave Brandt.
Yes.
Okay.
And then there's a many, many YouTubes that Gabe Brown and Ray Archuleta. Ray Archuleta is a former NRCS soil scientist, and when he found out, you know, the information that they've been giving out through the NRCS was, to be gentle, you know, kind of inaccurate. But he is full board as far as going organic and no-tilling, and then drilling the seed into the pasture
into
land.
Soil. Well, that's great, and they're not into using Roundup and all the things that a lot of the no-till people in Texas do.
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's great. Thanks for the tip. I appreciate it. Dave Brown, Ray Archuleta, and Dave Brandt, and you can see YouTubes of their work, right?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Okay. I thank you for the call.
You're very welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gary. Well, it's your turn, Marty. I've got people calling in, want to chat with you about some stuff. Let's see what Kay's up to in Granbury, Texas. Hey, Kay.
Yes, thank you. About the Dr. O'Hara's, it says that it has natural caramel color, and I thought caramel was burned sugar, and that was not good for you. So could you comment on that, please?
Good question.
Yes, there are some fine distinctions in these substances that people hear about and see on the internet. And Dr. O'Hara's people, and it's made in Japan, they are incredibly fussy about everything. And the ones you've heard about are the caramel color is a synthetic, and the natural one, there's just no known side effects, so I'm not the slightest bit worried about it. And it's a tiny, tiny amount, but tiny amounts of bad things can add up. So I understand your concern, Kay, but I just do not worry about it at all, because I've read about it, and I have a whole lot of information about it, but a little bit too technical for talking about on the radio this morning, but I hope you'll not worry.
Okay.
Okay, if you had something else, I'm going to put you on hold because we got to run a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, with Marty Whitkin, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com
and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, the Dirt Doctor, and Marty Whittakin, the gut expert, back with you, and we've got one more call about that same subject before we go to other things. Here's Richard in Chicago.
Hi, this question from Marty. How are you this morning?
Hi, doing, Richard.
Doing well. Thanks, Richard.
Enjoy your show. It's breaking up pretty bad, so I'm going to ask my question and probably have to hang up.
Okay.
Listen on the phone or listen on the radio. My question is about H. pylori bacteria. There's a My education on this may be a little bit off, but there's another doctor out there that's selling this. I really don't want to mention the product, but it's a supplement that is supposed to feed your good bacteria. And I Chris Warr, he said it feeds your H. pylori bacteria, but everything I read about H. pylori, that's bad bacteria. It causes cancer and everything else. And am I wrong on that, or is H. pylori actually a good bacteria?
H. pylori is a little bit of a chameleon. In small amounts, it doesn't seem to hurt anything. It can become opportunistic if it sort of takes over. It does seem to cause acid reflux and even ulcers. But once the doctor's decide that they're going to go after it with a raft of antibiotics and eradicate it. Once it's totally eradicated, then there are other health problems, which I think are not probably, they haven't proven it, but not probably from not having H. pylori. It's from the side effects of the antibiotics that the person has to take to do it. And in my book, I'm only telling you about it, not because I really need the 50 cents I'll make from it, but because it's got so much information. It's natural alternatives to Nexium and all the acid blockers. I tell people how to figure out why they have heartburn and then fix that problem. And one of the problems is H. pylori, and I've got a lot in there and various things that you can do to get rid of H. pylori. I think what you might have heard is that there's this rumor going around that you don't want prebiotics, you don't want bacteria food because it feeds good bacteria and bad bacteria. That's only the case with these isolated fibers. If you're getting the kind of prebiotics that are in Dr. O'Hara's, which are organic vegetables and fruits and seaweeds and all that kind of thing, your good bacteria love it, your bad bacteria don't. So I think the most important thing we can do is to eat right and not kill off our good native bacteria. We have thousands of kinds, so the supplement type bacteria is just a drop in the ocean for what we're trying to achieve. Feed them well and try not to kill them off with antibiotics. Most of the antibiotics that are prescribed are not necessary anyway.
Richard, hope that helps.
Big help. Thank you very much.
Okay, appreciate your call.
One last thing on antibiotics, and this is right up your alley. There are so many antibiotics in the grocery store. We're getting them secondhand in the meats and the dairy products and any animal products that are treated with antibiotics during their life cycle.
Yeah, that's getting better. That's moving the right direction, but there's still an awful lot of it in the food. If you're not buying free range and totally organically raised meats,
is it true that which I read, I don't know if it's still true, that they even spray antibiotics on some plant crops?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of that stuff and that are going on all kinds of crops out there. Like I said, more and more people, I see folks that aren't organic and don't even want to be part of that are starting to talk more and more about there's no antibiotics used on the farm, there's no preservatives, there's no this, there's no that. Why they don't just go make the commitment to go into the whole natural organic program, I don't know. But they're at least moving the right direction. Even the big factory farms are starting to talk about, you know, getting away from those things. And related to that question, though, and this may help to understand what you're saying a little bit better there. In the plant world, when we have a disease issue on a plant, when we have a bacterial disease like fire blight on pears, or whether we have Pythium or Rhizoctonia in the turf or any other disease organism, what we're doing to get that cured with the organic program is we're trying to lift the level of all the other microbes so that there's a balance again. Those things that we consider pathogens, when they're at their proper level and their proper percentages in the soil and in the plants, they're not pathogens anymore. They're performing some kind of beneficial function. Well, maybe this H. pylori, is that how you pronounce
yes.
it, is doing the same thing.
Well,
when it's
exactly.
in small percentages, it may be doing something good.
The same applies to Candida and the other yeast that can take
yeah,
over the intestinal
same thing.
Tract. In a proper balance, what you want is diversity. You want thousands of kinds, and we're losing that diversity the same way we're losing plants in the rainforest because we've stopped doing the things that help nourish our bacteria, and we're killing them off with antibiotics, and we're doing cesarean sections and, not breastfeeding. We don't let kids play in the dirt. They're not on farms out there with the animals. So we're just not acquiring the bacteria to begin with. And then if we come along and almost all medications are hard on our good bacteria. And so we're doing so much of that that we don't have a good army down there of immune protectors and anti-inflammatory bacteria and in either even good yeast. But so if we take something that wipes them out like an antibiotic, people don't realize your gut is messed up for a year. I heard a doctor once tell one of my clients, oh, yeah, you had an antibiotic, so you've got a yeast infection. Eat some yogurt next week. You'll be fine. Doesn't work that way. It takes a really long time, and unfortunately,
you can kill it quick, but it takes a long time for it to come back.
Oh, forever. Yeah. And unfortunately, I think we also have a tendency to get sick again soon because our immune system is mostly in the gut, 70% of it's in the gut. So, yeah, then you need another antibiotic, so it becomes a chronic problem.
Well, one of the things that I try to convince people of, and I really believe it, and it's kind of important. In fact, it's really important in understanding the organic approach. When the diseases that we run into on plants, first of all, when you use an organic program, you don't run into that many. We're keeping things in balance better, and so they rarely pop up. But when they do pop up, fire blight is a good example. We can spray with hydrogen peroxide or something that will kill the bacteria quickly, but then it oxidizes. You know, that's how it works. It's an oxidizing thing. It's gone. It turns into something good and doesn't continue to contaminate and cause problems. If you buy a commonly recommended disease control for plants like Daconil or one of these other horrible things, it kills more of the beneficial life on the plant and in the soil than the targeted pest. And so then it comes back after it appears to go away worse than it was there in the first place. Chemical companies don't mind that. They get to sell more stuff, you know, on a continuing basis. The Arboretum, I hope they don't do it anymore, but I know they did it at one time here in Dallas, was putting a chemical disease control in their irrigation. So it would go on the azaleas and things every time they watered. I don't think they're doing that anymore. I hope not. They're still not using organic techniques, which bothers me. But
that kind of nonsense on the health side of things as well. And when I'm telling people about that, sometimes I'll say, well, and I don't know if this is true, but it seems been true in my life, that when you kill off all the gut organisms, it's like in the garden, if you went out there and pulled up everything, what would come back? The weeds, probably not the vegetables.
Sure. The thing that you knock out is going to come back first and the strongest. So very, very similar, all these things about human health and soil health. Got open lines. If you want to jump on here to talk about anything, plants, human, pets, whatever, if you want to discuss, the number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Let's talk about the show a little bit. The show coming up is going to be a big one. You tell everybody a little history about your show, how you got to this point. You've done it for, what, 7 years, 8 years?
This would have been the ninth.
Ninth year.
Natural Health Fest. In the beginning, I wanted an opportunity for my listeners on the Healthy by Nature show to get to meet the sponsors. And so I have really good network of naturopathic doctors and holistic dentists and so on. And so we started in a hotel in a kind of a smallish space. And we outgrew it the first year. There were more tushies than there were seats for the lectures and so on. So we moved to the Plano Event Center in Plano, which is been a really good venue. They for 2 years were remodeling it, and so we couldn't be there, and we moved back to a smaller place in Richardson, and now they're done, and it's just a great location. And I thought, you have so many anytime I'm on your show or you're on my show, we see all of this overlap, and we have to be thinking more globally about our health. What are we doing, the environment that's affecting us? And I just suggested maybe we join forces. And it's very exciting. I think you bring so much good information that my listeners need. And surely your listeners wouldn't be trying to do the right thing if they weren't interested in health.
So sure.
I think we've got a lot of good speakers and exhibitors that will be exciting for them. It's September 15th at the Plano Center, 9 to 5.
Yeah, all the information is on the website. You can go to Marty's website or mine, either one, and big button on the top of mine. I assume it's easy to find on your website,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a giant billboard, actually, yeah. When you log
and
on there.
We're not overloaded with speakers. We're going to have a real good number of them. I've learned a lot traveling around the country speaking at the Mother Earth News Fairs, and we're using some of the ideas of come from that. I'm going to be doing the talk on the natural organic pest control and also the fabulous trees and the tree kind of thing. And I'll tell you about something new we're going to try. You're going to be the first to get to experience it. So it may not work out as well as I think. I'm Howard Garrett. Marty Whitaken is here with me, and we'll be back in a minute. And we'll get back to your phone calls after we get through chatting.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, whiteflies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knock down and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotics. probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Mary, you're up next.
Oh, okay.
I think I was talking to myself there. I had my...
No, I was listening to your bird.
Okay.
I love the sound of them. I just have a quick question about my St. Augustine grass. I don't have a lot because I kind of have my whole yard filled with perennials and things like that, but I have a little bit in my front yard, and it's been doing pretty well through this hot weather we're getting, you know, the dark green, and
uh-huh.
But I've started noticing that some of the blades are kind of turning a bright lime green, and it still has the dark blades mixed with it, but
well, I tell you what, I'll reverse that real quickly. I've done the same thing. It's a fairly typical kind of a symptom that you get when the weather is being pretty dramatic and all that, or maybe you watered a little too little or a little too much or something like that. Drench those areas, spray and drench those areas that are having that funny color with one of the Garrett Juice mixtures. If you use the one called Garrett Juice Pro, it has the mycorrhizae in it. It'll probably be the best, but mix it with one of the Espoma products. That's what I've been playing around with, experimenting on a couple of different properties, and pretty remarkable the greening, the regreening that it does.
Okay, I'm glad. I was worried that it was getting, you know, going to get the dry patches and just die off or something.
It can lead to that if you don't do something. It's definitely a sign that something's trying to get going, and that Garrett Juice mixture, and especially when you combine it with one of the Espoma products, just the general one, is the general formula is the one I've been using. It provides trace minerals, available trace minerals, to the plant very, very fast.
Oh,
and that's why you see the color can change quickly.
Yeah, it's so strange. It just just happened suddenly.
Yeah. Well, give that a shot. Do a before and after picture, and let's see if it works for you as well as it did for me.
Okay, and I just need to ask one more thing.
Sure.
Should I go ahead? I have some cotton burr compost. Would that help if I sprinkled that on there also?
You bet. If you use a good quality compost, it's not contaminated. That's always a, you know, a little bit of a head scratcher. And if you have any questions about that, you can do a tea of the compost that you have and grow some peanuts from raw peanuts as a test, and if it has any contamination at all, it'll fold the plants up almost instantly. It's a real fun little experiment to do. I wrote about it in one of my Dallas Morning News columns not too long ago.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okie doke. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Let's see what Kurt's up to in Chicago. Hey, Kurt.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
I got some green beans in my garden. I just got some organic, or they're organic, but I got some Japanese beetles from the last few days starting eating on them.
Okay.
I was wanting what kind of a organic powder, or what your suggestion is for that.
Probably the best thing to do that works real quick is to get one of the spinosad products or spinosad. That's the active ingredient in the product, Kurt. It's not the name of the product. There's the Bonide company has one on the market. There's also one called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Spray, believe it or not, because it's made from dead bugs is how they came up with it. The beneficial nematodes used in the soil will work. And there's, I'm drawing a blank. There's another biological that works well on Japanese beetles better than it does on any of the beetles that we have here. I'll think of it in a minute and put it on the air for you. But that's what I would do. You can also, when you spray the spinosad or spray anything at all, spray the Garrett juice as a foliar feed, if you would add orange oil to the spray at 2 ounces per gallon of spray, it works very well as a killer and also a repellent. You don't want to do it all the time because it will hurt some of the beneficial insects as well. But if you're having a real problem, go ahead and do it.
All right, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate the call.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what Mark is up to also in Illinois. Hello, Mark.
Hello. I just moved into a house, and out front, one of the got an ash tree that's just starting to, some of the branches are opening, changing color, leaves are changing colors early. I'm pretty sure it's got beetles, so I'm just wondering if there's anything I can do outside of cutting down the tree and destroying it.
Well, do you know what kind of beetles you have on the tree, Mark?
I haven't really gotten a good look at them.
Well, let me tell you what.
I was assuming ash borer, but
yeah, if you have the emerald ash borer, there's a couple things. There's a Arbor Jet, which is a business that a friend of mine that's an arborist has, and I was talking to Marty about this off the air. They'll inject some organic materials or some chemicals if you have a serious problem. So you can look at that. But one of the things my buddy doesn't get into as much as I do is exposing the base of the trees, exposing the flares, and doing the entire sick tree treatment. If you do that first, you may go 95% of the way of getting rid of the beetles that are attacking your tree. So give those two things a try. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. Marty and I will take a little break. She's got some questions coming up from some of her people on human health things. I'll help handle the plant questions, and we'll talk to you all right after this. So don't go away.